you signed here long term, Paul? Is this the plan you envisioned? Is it going kind of the way you thought it would go?
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it would be fairly close to exactly what Kevin had said in our very first conversation. We're going to identify what we have, and there's a real possibility that we're going to have to get to be a young team to develop that core.
Was there a slight change, though, heading into this season, instead of plugging with some veteran guys to maybe try to stay a playoff team or not?
Not in terms of a change of the original plan, no. I mean, we had to develop a core here of players that can drive the team for quite a while, and we've got some good young players that have come in and done that. There's some growing pains that go through that. I'll be quite honest with you, it's probably going to continue.
Those growing pains for you too? I mean, coaches want to win as much as anyone.
Sure, so you don't enjoy losing hockey games, and it can set in and bother you, but you have an opportunity here with some good young players to develop a game that you can play and win with. So that's the focus now. I mean,
fans have a hard time being patient, seeing that rosy future that I guess you guys see. What do you say to that?
I think our fans are quite a bit more sophisticated than maybe you give them credit for. And then I guess the other, it's our job to be right. Right? It's our job to take that strong belief and conviction of the direction that we're going, and Kevin has that, and Mark has that, and I certainly believe in the group that's coming in and the group that's here now that it is the right direction. We need a strong core developed. We have players to do that. They're early on in that development.
When do you see it being a playoff team again?
As soon as we make it.
Next year reasonable? Or?
There wouldn't be very many teams, and there's a handful of them, that can stand here and say it with certainty. Because you can win the Stanley Cup and miss the playoffs. And we're moving toward it. I mean, the more young drivers, the closer we get to the core driving the team, the younger players, the closer we'll get to it.
The physicality of last night's game to playing Detroit tomorrow and then back against another Central team on Saturday. How do you ramp the guys up for tomorrow?
Well, our schedule dictates that we've got to start leaning off the off days. We've got to stay off the ice. And you know what's going to happen when you play the schedule. Everybody's carrying something now, so there'll only be a handful of guys staying on the ice, and that's part of the process of it may not be just learning how to be a good team in the NHL. It's a function of being the Winnipeg Jets. Our schedule, I think, is just going to look like this, and there's no sense complaining about it. So we're going to have to try to keep them as rested as we possibly can. We've got to jump on all those injuries as early as we can. And then we're going to need some big efforts in some of the guys that have come up here to do more than just play. We're going to need some pucks to go in the net, and we're going to need to grind hard to keep them out.
Well, the playoff spot is far away. Have the goals changed for the last 15, 16 games that are to come?
Well, we've lost 47 goals out of our lineup in the last few weeks. So what we're able to accomplish on the ice is going to look a little bit different. We're going to have to be better in the defensive parts of our game. It's when you can come off after a game giving up four and say you like the way your goalie played, you've got quite a bit of room defensively that you need to get better. Most of the players that come into this league don't come in with a defensive backbone. That's not what they're selling. Those guys usually spend 2 or 3 years in the minors, learn the pro game, and come up. So there are a number of guys that have come in offensively as offensive players that need to really, and as a group, we need to tighten our game up as strong as we can defensively. You have to make adjustments over the year. Like, you go back to last year, Chicago wins the Stanley Cup. They went 2 or 3 months where all they thought they couldn't score, but they found ways to win, and they were a good defensive team, and I think that carried them through. I mean, Anaheim is the extreme example of that. They couldn't score at all at the start, figured out they needed to win these games 2-1, became a real strong defensive team. So that's the mindset.
Thought on Detroit, they've lost 3 in a row. You know, they're battling for their lives right now, going in, facing them tomorrow.
And played real well in their last loss for me. I mean, they're quick, and they have, you know, those players. Some of the, I know they're getting a little bit older, but on any single night, they're still all-stars. They're still amazing. And then they've got some good young ones, too. So it's going to be a real quick game. You can divide our final opponents in between, you know, those. There's a lot of desperate teams. There's some powerful teams coming in. But those guys are all fighting for that first seed. Like, sitting 2 and 3 in the Central or even the Pacific Division now means that you are playing an elite team in the first round. So we're going to see a bunch of teams really, really squeezing hard to win.
Looking at a stat line, Adam Lowry hasn't exactly been a scoring center, but that hasn't been his role. What has it been his role through the year? And how do you think he's filled so bad?
So same as last year. He hasn't come in as an offensive guy earlier in his career when he got time around the net on the power play. He was able to put up some numbers. He's just going to develop into that shutdown center, and we'll play him in that role. It takes those guys, they're almost like penalty kills them. It takes them a little bit longer to learn the game from that side of the puck. He's just, so far in his 2 years, he's been a second-half player. The second half of his seasons have been stronger than the first half of his seasons, and that needs to level out. We need to get that play right for the start from him. I'm comfortable where he's at.
A guy like Kozmičak, I think he gave him a decent amount of power play time. Is that a matter of let's see what we've got, or guys weren't producing otherwise, or a bit of both?
I don't think I left any power play guys on the bench last night. So there's opportunities there for the young players that to play the power play in the American League when they come up to play.